this point, you might be thinking, isn't it expensive to build a city on Mars? Indeed, building a city in the traditional sense by using manual labor and transporting materials and equipment would be far too costly. The estimated cost could potentially bankrupt NASA as well as entire nations. But this doesn't mean a city is out of the question. Instead, we need to look at different methods of building, such as using nanotechnology, including using a magic material known as graphene. Graphene is made up of carbon atoms that have been bonded and formed into micro-thin sheets that are surprisingly durable, 200 times stronger than steel. For building purposes, these sheets can be rolled into carbon nanotubes, which are then used to form the materials for making buildings, bridges, and homes. Graphene can also be used to conduct electricity, making it even more useful. However, much of this usefulness depends on our ability to mass produce graphene without any of the impurities that could render it useless. Currently, we can only produce tiny sheets about the size of a postage stamp, but chemists are hopeful that mass production will be possible in the next century. As for who will build the city of Mars, it seems necessary to have graphene. Wow, so exciting, graphene! Okay, I hope you really enjoyed this podcast and this episode, and see you next week!